Picking on Einstein, presented by Science at NASA. By measuring the shape of space with exquisite precision, NASA's Gravity Probe B spacecraft aims to confirm Einstein's theory of relativity, or provide the first evidence against it. March 28, 2005. This year marks the 100th anniversary of a revolution in our notions of space and time. Before 1905, when Albert Einstein published his theory of special relativity, most people believed that space and time were as Sir Isaac Newton described them back in the 17th century. Space was the fixed, unchanging stage upon which the great cosmic drama unfolded, and time was the mysterious, universal clock in the sky. Even today, people commonly assume that this intuitive sense of space and time is correct. It's not. Einstein's 1905 paper, along with another one he published in 1915, painted an entirely different and mind-bending picture. Space itself is constantly being warped and curved by the matter and energy moving within it, and time flows at different rates for different observers. Numerous real-world experiments over the past 100 years indicate that, amazingly, Einstein was right. But scientists today have reason to think that even Einstein's theory isn't the whole story. Another revolution seems inevitable. The reason for doubt is that Einstein's theory is incompatible with quantum mechanics, another pillar of modern physics that describes the odd world of subatomic particles. When the equations of quantum mechanics are combined with Einstein's equations of space-time, the results are nonsense. This leads scientists to believe that current theories will eventually be replaced by a single, elegant theory that explains all physical phenomena, from the subatomic to the cosmic, the so-called theory of everything. When will the first shots of this physics revolution ring out? Perhaps when Einstein, like Newton before him, is proven wrong. To hunt for flaws in Einstein's theories, scientists are crafting experiments that can measure the predictions of relativity with ever greater precision. One such experiment is NASA's Gravity Probe B. According to Einstein, Earth makes a dimple in the space-time around it, something like a bowling ball sitting on a sheet of spandex. Because Earth spins, this dimple is twisted into a shallow vortex. Gravity Probe B is orbiting Earth right now in search of these distortions. Gravity Probe B senses the distortion of space-time around our planet using gyroscopes. There are four of them on board the spacecraft. Francis Everett, principal investigator for Gravity Probe B and a professor at Stanford University, explains. Gyroscopes moving through curved space-time will gradually change their direction of spin, in other words, tilt, with respect to the distant stars. Gravity Probe B will measure that tilting motion with extraordinary precision, and from that measurement, we can calculate the structure of space near the Earth. Everett will give a presentation about Gravity Probe B in April at the Physics for the Third Millennium Conference, hosted by NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. The conference is part of the World Year of Physics 2005, a United Nations-sponsored series of events designed to recognize the 100th anniversary of Einstein's seminal work and to raise public awareness of big issues in modern physics. In addition to giving a status update on Gravity Probe B, in short, so far so good, Everett plans to explain how Gravity Probe B will measure gamma, an important physics variable used by scientists in their quest to go beyond Einstein's relativity. Roughly speaking, gamma corresponds to the curvature of three-dimensional space. If Einstein's theory matched reality perfectly, gamma ought to be exactly equal to 1. Measuring a value for gamma that's even slightly different from 1 would be the first shot that physicists are waiting for. Gamma is the most sensitive way of measuring any possible deviation from Einstein because it is sensitive to any kind of unknown field, says French physicist Thibault Dumour, an expert in theories that could replace relativity. In the Gravity Probe B experiment, gamma contributes to the slight tilt of the gyroscope's spin axes, which are expected to drift about 6.6 arcseconds during the year-long data-gathering phase of the mission. This drift should allow scientists to measure gamma within about 0.01% of its true value, and perhaps as good as 0.001%, Everett says. If gamma turns out to be slightly less than 1, it would support the idea that a new force field exists, akin to gravity but much weaker. Physicists call it a scalar field. This new field is a feature of some candidate theories for the theory of everything, including string theory. String theory is popular because of its elegance in explaining all known physical phenomena from the subatomic to the cosmic. The problem is that string theory is very hard to test in the real world, and no experimental evidence of the unique predictions of string theory has yet been found. Finding that gamma is slightly less than 1 would support the idea of a scalar field, and thus could provide some of the first experimental support for string theory, the Balt says. If gamma turns out to be slightly greater than 1, however, it would be back to the drawing board for theorists. No existing theories predict that gamma should be larger than 1, so physicists would have no idea how to explain such a finding. Let's just say that every time I ask theorists what it would mean if gamma were larger than 1, they change the subject, laughed Everett, himself an experimentalist. Gravity probe B might also find that within the experiment's limits of precision, gamma is equal to 1, just as Einstein predicted. What would that mean? Perhaps the flaw, if it exists, is smaller than gravity probe B can sense, or maybe the revolution's first shots will ring out elsewhere. No one knows. Gravity probe B is halfway through its one-year mission. 100 years down, 6 months to go. Stay tuned for answers. This story was written by Patrick Berry and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.